So that will be the story. We're now up to part three, and we will go to Heather. Hi, Miss Heather. How may we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening, everybody. A message, please.
Take your socks out of your ears. I didn't think I would say that, did you?
What?
Take your socks out of your ears. In other words, you have opportunity to hear another cycle. So let me explain this in English. This is why you came after Lisa. They don't want you to hear just with your physical ears alone. They want you to hear with your life. They want you to hear with your sacred wisdom. They want you to hear with your kind gesturing. So in other words, using Lisa's example or discussion, you could have someone say whatever they say. Well, that's what they said. You heard it. Everyone in the room heard it. But when you drop the need for that being to be consistent with your past statements, with your past grooming, with the past knowledge, so take the socks out of the ears. When you open up to your pure wisdom, you will receive love's harmonics. In English, you'll see the backstory. They may be saying one thing, but you're gonna know like the pain underneath that. You're gonna know the backstory. You're gonna know why they say that. Maybe they were drilled to have that, or like they were taught that's the way you stay safe, or that's their ego's way of staying safe, or I don't know what it's gonna be. But take the socks out of the ears. It's like you have that golden opportunity now. You have that richness now. You have that ability to rewrite the script, to rewrite the script. So they may still be attached or consistent with past consequence, but you can now graduate. You can now assimilate with grace and ascend. So you're gonna be in communication with, they're showing me high life, Miller, whatever. You're gonna be in communication with higher life, meaning your higher self. There's only one higher self in truth. So you have receptivity to everyone else's higher self. So when you receive engagement, when you receive communication, when you receive words, you're going to be stimulated. And you're going to receive higher gesturing. So it's like someone's giving you like another template where you really see the truth of someone's soul. You're going to see like they're saying love's mechanics. You'll see Nothing will be hidden. So you'll really see. They're helping you to restore your true visioning, to restore your true insight to see inside, and to leave the darkness. You're fully equipped. They're showing me whales and dolphins. So there's this like energetic help, support that is giving you, they're saying you've got full clearance. Now let me explain this. It's sort of like we don't receive, well, I don't have to explain that to you, but we don't receive power until we've been tested so that we can align with that power, that gifting, or and use it for highest purpose. Because imagine if you had these gifts, but you then wanted to use it for ego's advantage, because now I know, you know, what you don't know that I don't know. So you get tested. so that you show that your heart's pure, so that you use this information, you use this awareness for love's advantage. So the lesson's going to be unconditional love, my friend. But with it comes good pleasure, because you're going to have increasing sensitivities of the light, so that you can see behind the smoke screen. You can see behind the smoke screen. Beautiful, may I say. Excuse me. I feel like you've graduated. I feel like you've transferred. You've transferred your transmission. They're showing me a banana, but that banana becomes like a phone cradle. So it's like the game of telephone. So the game of telephone, you start out saying one thing. By the time it gets around, it's like a completely different message. So this is the whole point. We all come abiding with love. And then when we follow, the dictating extremity in English, we follow split mind, we follow the eager, it's like it gets diluted. So you're in process of making love's return. You're in process of making love's engagement. So it's part of your mastery. It's part of your, they're saying indicating value, but it's part of your divine entry. It's part of your divine entry. So in English, it's like the higher we go, we really can't be, they're saying catcalls, all that judgy stuff, must depart. So, what it reminds me of is a lot of beings of light that have gifts, no doubt, and are teachers or have following or whatever, but they're still engaged in darkness. And many emphasis. So in other words, they can only teach so far because of where they are. Whereas the offerings that you're attending to are of a very pure richness. And so it requires, they're showing me like if you had Häagen-Dazs ice cream versus whatever's on sale or Publix or whatever, it's like if you want the creamy stuff, if you want the cream of the crop, you've got to attend to your vessel. You have to attend to your likeness. They're saying like equals like. So again, this has to do with your motivation. So this is part of your mastery. Oh gosh, just went unconscious for a moment. And say your name again, please.
Heather.
Yeah, they're just showing me like a baby on the heart, like as if you brought me like baby Jesus or whatever. So you've got growing sensitivities. Gosh, you remind me so much of me in the past couple of weeks. Oh my gosh, just to lift my head. It's like really releasing the stories and the resentments and judgments, and you can't fool yourself. I mean, and I like you think it's all gone, and then you get triggered and it's like, well, look at that. let's all look at that, shall we? I mean, you can't deny it, but you also can't retain it is a thing. So, but you're getting some beautiful energies and beautiful supports in helping you administer the good medicine and helping you create these opportunities of delight. So your gifts are when I tune into it, it's like they are of a very high frequency, a very, very high frequency. So in order for it to come through, you must prepare the chambers. You must prepare the channels. I say this with you because your opportunity is just divine. So expect miracles. And they're showing me like a road that's under construction. It's like Well, you know how those go. It's like, oh, there's a lot of work to be done. But when I say work, it's not, what do I want to say? I feel like the stickiest part is simply the motivation. So I don't mean like there's a long amount of work. When I say a lot, the sticky part is simply opening up to the motivation versus the, well, I'm perfectly justified in these feelings, thank you very much. As you move from that insistence to that more of a pliable approach, then it gets very easy because you're being guided, you're being equipped, you're being shown. So the sticky part when I tune in is that motivation or that willingness, and just have the observation, no judgment, you know, just observe. It's like, yeah, I really don't think I'm there. I just don't think I'm there. I don't have that awareness to be ready for liftoff, to be ready to release that just yet. And honor that. Don't force it. But just know that it's like the beans are going to be spilled. In other words, it's sort of like, you know, when you get that little earthquake, oh, it's just a tremor. Oh, it's just a tremor. But you kind of know it's building there. So be ready, they're saying, be ready for your due cycle. In other words, remember what you're committing to. Remember that you're committing to the place of that pure heart, to that pure status. And so with that comes, they're showing me you like in a graduation, ceremonial robes or whatever, but instead of like that traditional robe and the cap, it's all gold. I mean, it's all gold. So again, it's like you're a representative of the divine. It's you. You're one and the same. Now, when I said that you're representative of the divine, it's you, one and the same. There was these like cascading energies of gold energy, of gold richness, that were just divine. I want to say divine, but it really is. Like there's nothing better. There's nothing better, because when you're one with your divinity, it's just like an explosion of love. It's just like the cosmic orgasm or whatever. It's like there's nothing else. There's nothing else. So I hope this is good news. You're like, what are you requesting of me, lady? With it comes great wealth, great abundance. So you're going to have help. You're going to have support. They're showing me like helping hands. Yeah, it's very, very good. It's very, very good. You're really being supported too. I've got whales. I've got dolphins. And say your name again, please.
Heather.
Rejoice in celebration and result. Yeah, I'm just seeing my own film strips in my mind. And like for me, I remember with my mom, I would get really stuck. She would get into that control thing, and I'm like, you know? And then Spirit's like showing me like this scared little girl that, you know, had no control. And it's like she needs that control, because inside she's been terrorized. And so then it's like, it's just love. Everyone needs, and I see her, like when I'm saying this to you, I literally see as if this child's been starving and you give them food, you know, like an orphanage or whatever, and they're just eating as fast as they can, drinking as fast as they can. That's what I see when I tune into her now. I could not have done that a month ago, I assure you. And Jenny will vouch for that one. So this is the point. It's like when you have that love's advantage, it's you have love's advantage. It's like you have love's provisions. You have that sweet nectar. Everything you need is forthcoming, because you're the channel of that divine essence, of that divine love. So no pressure, but the clock is ticking in your favor. May I add, in your favor. That is your message this evening. And are you still with us? And any questions?
I feel like I'm barely here, wrapped in that golden bubble. So
good.
I wasn't sure where all that was headed, and now I feel like I'm putting I'll just say okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like it's almost like a flip of what I could do. I always could see up through what someone was saying, mm-hmm. but now this, I'm hoping, is from an even broader context, if that makes sense. A deeper well, and without the lens of hurt.
When you're one with love's commodity, there's only love, there's only grace. You signed up for some pretty powerful lessons because of the power, the accelerated presence that you're aligning with.
Well, first of all, Jenny, her little purple thing, I just looked her up. I don't think she's on the line anymore, but so adorable. But when you had said initiation, I'm like, uh-huh. uh-huh, and some more, right, and again, what?
Yeah.
I think a dragon showed up, like, right at my face earlier, mm-hmm. unless I got that wrong, but I got a very strong meet your dragon. Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about that?
Oh, you've got assistance, my love. I assure you, I have no doubt that you would have a dragon supporting you, because this is the grand exclaim. Like, this is everything you've been experiencing up to now has, like, been the previews, and so now welcome to the show. So you've got major allies, additional support, helping you to achieve at last your new station. So it's like, just like the beginning teaching, it's like you need to make the choice, you make the decision. But you've got, like, just imagine being in the Olympics and you have the best coaches in the world helping you. That's how I feel about you. That's exactly how I feel about you. The support that you have is, it doesn't come better. I mean, it really doesn't. It's that.
So I appreciate that, and maybe this is part of somebody else's message earlier. What's interesting is that, so here I have an invitation. I'll call it the invitation, but that TikTok thing is interesting. About, am I signing on for another teacher, a master's program? It hasn't felt like a yes, and yet is part of her. So either I'm ready to just fly because of my own, it's my own graduation, or I'm really missing the entire point. And now, see? All right, I'm gonna leave it there. Because am I the one who's afraid to fly, or am I missing the chance of a lifetime? Okay, so that just came up.
Okay, I'm a little confused. I'm not sure
a yes or a no. Do I sign on the dotted line to be part of another program, or leave it and not?
Okay, and so what's the other program?
From another teacher, guide, master, who's been a mentor.
Okay. Well, and say your first name, please.
Heather.
If you prefer the outside hand holding, if you prefer the outside hand holding.
I don't know where we came from, but it's a funny game. Okay.
Yeah, and there's no error in that. If you prefer the outside hand holding. In English, you don't need to, but if you prefer to, then that's perfectly good as well.
Oh, because at this point, the inside hand is messing with my psyche, so.
in other words, I'll say it this way. If you think you need it, then you do need it. If you think you need it, then you do need it. If you think you need it, then you do need it. You get it?
You get it.
But it's totally appropriate however you want to play it. There's no right or wrong. That's the point. We always think. I got to make the right decision because there's a wrong one out there. That's dualism.
Yep.
It's your playground.
Exactly.
If that's how you want to arrive at your destiny, then that's how you do it.
I'm going to leave it for now.
Okay.
You know, it goes back to what you said earlier. What's the whole point is we are our masters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know part of my own lessons have been this, putting people who's on pedestals versus we're really all in this together.
You're sourcing each being that seems to have an illusionary pedestal underneath them. You're sourcing it. So anytime someone's on a pedestal, you're believing in duality. That'll chop those pedestals right down. That's duality.
Oh man, we could really go into a thing there. Okay, so don't we do that with, no, I'm gonna leave it. Okay, now that just circled right back. It's 11:11, so yeah, it's portal day. I gotta just stop, because we could go back and.
All right, mwah. Much love, honey. You're welcome. Hi, Pompey, how may we help you?
Hi, Nicole, just a message.
Oh, I got a video today. This is exciting.
Yeah.
It's an exciting day. One moment.
I have light today.
Oh, I love your sweater, too. One moment, honey. You are loved. I used to give this message to Jen, but I'm giving it to you. You are loved. You really are. I know tonight's whole group has been like a love fest, but it's so true in your case. You are so genuinely loved and appreciated. You do a lot for others out of body. So you support others in need without discovery. In other words, you don't get record for it. You don't get compensation for it, but it's building your grid. So in other words, it's helping you. Oh gosh, when I say this, I've just got all this energy supporting you. So understand your influence. It's not just what they're saying with the verb. In other words, it's not just in the physicality. You work in extraordinary measures. So you're growing spiritually, you're creating good spiritual karma for yourself without your conscious knowledge all the time. So they're saying don't look back, don't worry about the past, don't worry about yesteryear, just keep motoring, just keep motivating, just keep applying yourself And you're doing a good job. The energy that I am feeling on my crown chakra and my third eye, it's like, I don't think I have ever felt it this consistently this long. So you're doing a good job. It's the kind of thing where sometimes we don't receive immediate satisfaction. In other words, we don't receive that. They're showing me like as if you had a lot of cash in your hand. You don't receive that which is due you in the immediate terms. So this is where they're simply assuring you that all is going well and that you're doing your homework, moving into your higher stations. And then it's sort of like when it's your divine time and your divine calling, like you will receive justification. So you'll receive compensation. The good will come back. So don't feel like whether you are doing things consciously or like you're doing the right thing and you're still suffering or no one appreciates it or whatever it is. It's appreciated by spirit and it's duly noted by spirit. So they want you to take that in your breast, take that in your heart, and know about that. Also, I don't know why they keep saying this. Don't look back. Don't worry about the past. Like you're applying good measure, just keep it up and keep stepping forward. They're showing me a May Day. I don't even know what that represents. I know it's like this little dance thing they do with streamers and May Day. Is it about May? Why are they saying that to me? And say your first name, please.
Pompeo.
It's very, very good. I don't know what they're trying to say. I asked about it. What I got is one card says victory and success. The other card says joy and stability. You don't get better cards than these. So something good is on its way. I don't know if it's actually coming in May. That's why I'm saying May Day. I don't know to be 100%. But I do know, here's what I want to say to you in a nutshell. It's like when you do the right thing, when you're serving love, even if you're getting hammered, it's like you just keep doing the right thing. You keep serving love. And it's like what you put out comes back tenfold. That's what I feel like they want to tell you. And they're insistent with the don't look back message as well. All right, let me see what else we have. And say your name again, please.
Pompeo.
I just feel so good about your future stance. I feel like it's possible that, how do I say this? It's sort of like don't worry about the roadmap. What they mean by that is like things may not look perfect in the moment, or they may not even look great in the near future. But don't worry about the roadmap, meaning that ultimately, when I say ultimately, I have energy coming through my entire body. You're going to end up very happy. Again, because you're applying good measure. So you're covered. So you may have a little raindrop or a little mini storm or whatever to ride out. But I feel very, very positive about like that final destination. Now I'm so curious if it's going to be May or not. What is May about? I really don't know. But that's the message in a nutshell. It's like you're creating your good fortune. And that's the name of the story. Let me just see if there's anything else I can get. And say your name one more time, please.
I'm Bill.
Keep doing the next right thing. It's everything. I just keep saying the same thing over and over. Like that's what I'm getting. It's very good. I feel like it may almost be like things can fall apart all around you, but it's like because of your energy, like you're going to be covered, you're going to be hand selected, you're going to be delivered whatever you need. I pulled another card, same exact card again, victory and success. So it's like you're doing the right thing, you're attracting the good. That's how I feel. All right, my love. And did you have a question?
No, Nicole, I appreciate it. Very, very impactful. And I just feel tingling in my scalp, almost like kind of like a scalp massage from the divine.
Yeah.
And just tingling in my whole chest and, awesome. And body. So
yeah,
it's always nice to listen to you.
Mwah. So much love, sweetheart.
Love you. Love you.
Bye. You too, honey. I almost muted myself. Glad I did not do that. Hey, Miss Jenny. How may we help?
Hi, Nicole. Could I have a message, please?
Sure. And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
One moment. I got to go higher. I'm not sure what this energy is about. One moment. Try that again. And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
So when you're trying to offer assistance to others or being supportive of others, make sure you're not taking the energy in and transmuting it yourself. So all you have to do is whatever you've done, then make sure you clear your energy, give any energies that are not yours to the light, all that good, wonderful stuff. My feeling is you're serving another, which is groovy, but you're somehow holding their energy and you don't need to do that. Yeah, that's how I feel. All right, now that I said that, let me see if I can come into your energy. All right, my love. And say your first name again. Oh, do you need a release first?
1 second.
Sure.
Thank you. Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. I keep getting that same message. You're I don't know if you're consciously aware of it or not, but
I know what it is.
Oh,
I don't know that I was consciously aware of it. I believe it's my brother.
I believe it's your brother too.
As you're saying it, I'm aware, and I keep getting the message to clear and shield, and I've been cutting cords and sending energy back. Probably not consistently enough, but every day. And even that, I can, when you just brought that energy up, I could feel how much of it needed to be cleared. So,
yeah. So that's like really good for you to know, because from here on out, you're only going to get more powerful. So this part of your life's here to stay. So this is a great time to get really adept. It took me forever, unfortunately, for my case, to abide by what was said to you. And to be honest, I suffer the consequences of it. And Spirit let me. Because if you don't want to mind your manners, well, not our fault. So I had to like learn the lessons the hard way, where I was just taking on energies and not attending to myself with good hygiene. So, you know, lesson learned. Okay, let me see if I can get anything else for you while you're here, though. One moment, please.
Can I ask?
Sure. Ask away.
Further into that, is it more of a guilt, shame, like feeling a responsibility for those energies. And that's why, because consciously I'm like, cut cords, release energy, take my energy back, send energy back. Yeah, is it this like guilt, shame, like I feel responsible, and so subconsciously I'm pulling that in, and that's why this is in my field.
And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
I would say yes. I would say yes. I would say yes.
So, this also feels like it's beyond this lifetime. Like it's this very deep feeling of responsibility. That, so everything you're saying about hygiene, I've been getting that message tenfold multiple times and being quite diligent about clearing my field, and I talk to him daily, yet I can still feel, and even more so now after this message, how I've been taking on this victim pattern. And so I guess my question would be how to become aware of when I'm still pulling that victim energy.
And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
Well, I don't know if it's holding victim energy as much as your entitlement to release the guilt. I feel like that would be most successful and warranted. So what you're really realizing is establishing peace amongst the brothers and sisters. In other words, we're all responsible for our own energy. So there's never guilt has no place in heaven. So if we all don't have that responsibility, we also don't have that good pleasure of ascension. Because if someone else can keep us from progression or ascension, well, hey, you know, why even bother? So this is what the mastery lesson is relieving the notion of guilt. Now, when I said that, I literally saw a lotus flower above your crown chakra. So this is what you want to open up to, is recognizing that, you know, each one is responsible for their own life lessons. So the notion of guilt is the belief in the ego. So this is what is coming upon you for your mastery exercise. When I tune into you, I literally see a lotus flower spinning above your head. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
So in other words, all of these dream cycles that we would call lifetimes are just like plays where the ego script plays out victimhood. So perpetrator, you know, abuser, victim, separation. I mean, that's what this whole state is. And none of it's really real. It's all a state of consciousness. So what you're doing is allowing yourself to spin into your own vocation. So in English, it's opening up the heart to the true reality. So in other words, the ego is based on guilt. It's unconscious guilt because we think we separated. So when you release the guilt regarding your brother, it's symbolic of the unconscious guilt of thinking that you've harmed the divine or you've separated from the divine. So in essence, metaphysically, you think it's your brother, but what you're really doing is releasing the belief in guilt and returning to your own divine essence. And when I see you you are a master. I mean, you've got robes, you've got lotus flowers spinning in air. So the card I pulled for you is heart chakra. So this is opening up to divine wisdom within self. Just your willingness to respond to victory. Is there saying applause is enough healing. There we go, healing. So yeah, victimhood would certainly apply. So there's no such thing. There's no such thing as victimhood. No such thing indeed. We call forth all experiences. Everyone, at all times. No exceptions. So, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
I see you with some kind of rash or something. So I don't know what that was, but there was some kind of rash or, I don't know, you rubbed on something or ate something or whatever it was. So you thought it was whatever the object was. It was really an emotional reaction to what you're talking about now, is what they're saying.
I understand. Can I ask a question that's unrelated yet probably related?
Sure.
I've been getting a lot of cards and messages about sacral chakra and creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joy had a thought or feeling today about me potentially moving in some direction of a particular type of ancestral healing work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's it, but in general, I'm getting a message that I cannot see, which is, I guess, strange for me. I can usually feel my future out a little bit, but I keep getting these messages about something creative that I assume some kind of money exchange or energy exchange from that I can't see. And I don't know if there's anything you get about that. If it's beyond potentially moving to North Carolina.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So now I'm really confused because now, what was that last part about North Carolina?
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm saying beyond this thought that maybe, you know about moving out there potentially, if that's potentially what's, I keep receiving about like the healing process that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to moving me into that creative energy, or if there's something else that I'm not receiving or not aware of, an opportunity.
Okay, so I'm not sure why I got confused, but I did. So what I'm remembering is you saying that Joy was thinking that it would be good for you to do ancestral healing work. Do you mean for you to go to a healer or for you to be the healer?
Me to be the healer.
Okay, and you think that may be why you're getting the sacral chakra card? Is that what you're saying?
I'm open to that being a potential possibility.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One moment.
Meaning it feels like there is something and that maybe it's not what I have always had my envision on in North Carolina. Like there's some other creative opportunity for me that I'm not tuning into. And I do.
Oh my gosh, for certain. I don't have to ask Spirit or pull a card for that one. For certain. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And I feel like a lot of tension, and I have felt a ton of tension in my lower back. And I feel like there's a lot of potential there, and it's just odd that I can't see. I feel like I normally see a lot of stuff.
Okay, that's what I want to ask you. So when you say you can't see, meaning that you get the card but you don't know what it's referring to.
I don't know where it's going.
Gotcha.
I get a feeling or a knowing, and it's strange that I don't, but I keep getting it over and over and over again.
Okay, one moment, sweetheart. God, that used to happen to me in the past. And I can't think of what the cards were, but I would be like, why am I getting this? Why? And it was always something that I was in denial about, or I didn't want to face or whatever.
Ditto. But it's like, it's fertility and sacral, fertility and sacral, fertility. And I'm like, is it that baby? I was like, I'm not ready for that yet. Like, what is it?
All right. One moment, sweetheart. I guess I solved my riddles because I don't get cards like that anymore. So I guess I solved
That's
it.
Good.
I know, right? All right. One moment, please. They're showing me a banquet, like a very long banquet table. And everyone's sitting at the table and feasting. They're feasting. It's like a celebration. Everyone's feasting. Good times are being had by all.
I want to be there.
Well, you're married, so it's not a wedding. Let me figure out what it is. One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Jennifer. I had just up the keys of Enoch again.
And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Well, I got opportunity beckons, so that would kind of be pretty groovy. Say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
What I would say when I tune into the energies, you remind me of Lisa's message a little bit. The more you can drop the need to know or that you know and open up to, and say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Open up to soul satisfaction. Without having a clue, what would get you there. So to tell my little tale, there was someone that I kind of fancied in my little, oh, wouldn't that be nice? But I have humbly realized that the best way to happiness is really to understand that my soul already understands what is available for my likeness or happiness. In other words, if there should be somebody, if it's not going to make me happy for there to be someone, and who that someone may be. My higher self has it all neatly figured out. My job is really to open up to my higher self and let my higher self be my guide. With that, by the way, taking that approach, it has accelerated my spiritual path immensely. So, and they're showing me the Ace of Wands. So when I try to use my mind to have form. So in other words, when I'm leading with form, when I'm leading with my mind, when I'm picking and choosing, now I know we're talking about different things, but the process is the same. When I'm picking and choosing with my mind, I'm limiting production. Like I'm bringing it to a halt. Versus when I tune into you, I have like this huge grand harvest. Like just imagine a farmer, and it was like the best crop ever. That's what's trying to bust out of you. My feeling is when you use your mind, you compartmentalize it. Like you put limits on it. That's what I keep getting with you. You keep putting limits and boundaries because you're trying to use the mind. Just like I was in my little example, you're trying to use the mind where it's really an enactment of the heart. So the more that you can stay consistent, they're saying, in lightening up, in opening up to that heavenly embrace. Now, when I say that, I literally have energy moving. It's almost like an assembly line or whatever. It's like moving, and it was like a loop. But when I look at it from the side, it's actually an infinity symbol. But the infinity symbol is like in constant motion, is what it is. So as you will align with your divine response, your divine witness, with abandonment. So they're showing me like Titanic, when she's like in the front of that boat. I forget why she's there, but nevertheless, she's there. So like with abandonment, you'll open up love's pleasure. You'll open up. I don't know what the answer is in form, but what I know is you're suppressing it. There's constriction, there's contraction. And yes, there is an opportunity, but how you're going to get to love's pleasure is by taking the caboose of love, taking the path of love, whereas you're doing it in form. Name that tune, they're saying. is it him? Like, maybe. And then it suddenly dawned on me, maybe it's really not going to be anyone, because it wouldn't serve me to attend to a relationship. So it was like, wait a minute, I really don't know what's for my best and highest good. Like, it's weird, like the light bulb finally went off. So this is the point. The more you can attend to your daily bread, what you're doing is opening up to relationship with source, with self. And when you do that, I literally saw the dam break. And it's like all the water's gushing, like everything's just flowing through. And that table, by the way, is just confirmation of celebration that it's like a destiny, like you're going to get there. You can't not. Mm. But this is the path to get there. So I hope that helps.
I keep getting the message to over the last like 3 days to offer up a yoga class, free yoga class here in my community, and also. So to start back cross stitching, obviously opening up that creative energy. So it's like walk on faith. You don't need to know.
Yeah, you just need. Oh, that's what I feel like. I think your messages are just perfect and right on, because you need to be in that flow again. You need to be in. They're saying, I see a kid opening up your purse, like in the currency, in the flow, and from that placement. Yeah. From that placement, all good things come. Yeah. You got it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so good. All right. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true, I can't get that word, but it's like true manifestation. So it like that harvest that Jen was being shown, this is what's available for each of us. And they're showing us that when we're good stewards of the light, it's like that true manifestation. Just like her last message, it's easy. Our obligation or opportunity is really to have that justified pride. In other words, to be in alignment. So this that's our offering. And so when as we move into that alignment, it's like only good will flow. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining, and we